Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Rock is very proud to announce a new partnership between the KISW Rock Girls and Mary's Place. Oh, man, you know it's cold out there. And we got kids that are homeless, living without, they're living outside, man. And Mary's Place provides safe, inclusive shelter for and lots of great services for women, children, and families right here in the Pacific Northwest. Rock Girls teaming up with them, it's pretty awesome. You want more info? You want to donate? Just go to KISW.com or visit Mary'sPlaceSeattle.org.
Let's play Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
Be Migs.
Don't be a loser.
Ooh.
Oh, Be Migs. You're a loser.
Oh, yeah. It is time to be Migs. And it's time to turn down for tacos.
Charge down for what?
Tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Turn down for him. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jimbo in Tacoma to take on Steve. Jimbo, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Well, we're up for grabs. A pair of tickets. Oh, I'm stoked for this show. I've got my tickets, and you can get a pair of tickets as well for the Glorious Shun Show that is happening at the Tractor Tavern, and that show is sold out. It's happening on March 13th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you, well, you can't see the Glorious Shuns if you haven't bought the tickets yet, but you can win them all week on Beat Migs.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jimbo will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jimbo, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
On a typical computer keyboard, which standard vowel is not at the top row of letters?
Q.
No.
E.
No.
A.
Yes. A Boeing 777 is equipped with how many engines?
4.
No.
2.
Yes. What U.S. government agency's motto is fidelity, bravery, integrity?
FBI.
Yes. According to the saying, there's a sucker born every what?
Minute.
Yes. How many teams are in the National Football League?
26.
No.
32.
Yes. According to Austin Powers, what is Austin's middle name?
Danger.
Yes. What birds were traditionally used as gas detectors in coal mines?
Canaries.
Yes. A famous Shakespeare play is The Merchant of Ware.
Pass.
What Greek letter is used to represent electrical resistance?
Electron.
No. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh,
started off very strong there.
Yeah.
We'll have to see if it holds through or if Steve's going to get his get another win.
I have a feeling Steve's going to do all right on this one.
You think he is?
Yeah.
All right.
Fine.
I mean, I've been wrong before, but I have a feeling.
I have a feeling.
Steve, are you ready?
Ah, yes.
On a typical computer keyboard, what standard vowel is not on the top row of letters?
A.
Yes. A Boeing 777 is equipped with how many engines?
Four.
No.
Six.
No.
Two.
Yes. What U.S. government agency's motto is fidelity, bravery, integrity?
FBI.
Yes. According to the saying, there's a sucker born every what?
Minute.
Yes. How many teams are in the National Football League?
32.
Yes. According to Austin Powers, what is Austin's middle name?
Eric.
No.
Danger.
Yes. What birds were traditionally used as gas detectors in coal mines?
Pigeons.
No.
Parrots.
No.
Chickens.
No. A famous Shakespeare play is The Merchant of Ware.
Chickens.
No.
Powers.
No.
Solitude.
No. What Greek letter is used to represent electrical resistance?
Gamma.
No.
Omega.
Yes. What character did Todd Bridges play on Different Strokes?
Willis.
Yes. What 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Steve, you squeak by with a win 8-7.
Jimbo, the Omega got you, buddy.
Sorry, Jimbo.
I'll get you next time.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Your dreams started with the Alpha, but they ended with the Omega, Jimbo.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, my friend.
Deep, brah.
Yeah, buddy.
I did this one for Mark at Spartan Plumbing. He deserved the victory yesterday.
God, he did. There was one point where you don't want to hear a man who's been working in plumbing for 18 years to say, oh, wow. Also, I've never seen this before.
This is what happens.
Is it a septic that you have?
No. Oh, no, it's the sewer system.
He blew up the sewer.
Okay. I didn't blow up the sewer.
Here we have audio of Mark when he first actually opened Rev's toilet.
It was just a clog. He rooted it out and then had to go back and root it out again. But we got through it all.
Yeah, they had to use dynamite to get through all that.
Can you wait like a couple months and call Spartan Plumbing again just to see if they would send someone out. If they're going to be like, sorry, sir, we're fully packed. We won't be able to send.
Dude, yeah. They remember me. They were the same guys that when I had my massive water leak when I came back from Yellowstone.
Yeah, sure.
And they had to dig through 6 feet of clay in order to get to the pipes.
Yeah, they love you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think they know me on a first name basis at this point.
Congratulations, Steve.
I think they have a different name for you that's not your first name, right?
Yeah, exactly. They know you on a name basis.
Yes. Probably.
Yeah, Dumpy McGee.
I believe that is it.
Yeah.
I want to hate on you, but that was funny. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
All right, Steve, let's switch gears. Facebook is testing a new feature that, if indeed it works, we are all going to be very happy, especially if you don't like spoilers or you don't like the Kardashians or you don't like politicians.
Okay.
This will filter out everything that you don't want to see, and it's called Keyword Snooze. And I love this because I really don't want to hear my buddy's political beliefs anymore. I am done.
At this point, honestly, I don't even care. I don't care what you're talking about. But if you have like these, if every once in a while you have a post about politics, I'll kind of take it with a grain of salt. But if that person is consistently posting, whether they lean right or left, I just unfollow them.
Nobody cares.
I don't even want to read it. I don't even want to see if I see read more and it's something or a stupid meme about a political thing, I just don't care, man. I don't care what you have to say.
Nobody cares.
You're not changing anyone's mind. All you're doing is just spewing whatever negativity that you're trying to spew, and I just don't got time for
it. How crazy is it that Facebook has to create this because people don't understand what you just said, Steve? They don't get that you don't care, and I believe nobody does except the idiots that want to fight with them or the ones that are already like them and have already, they preach to the choir. I don't care.
And maybe that's why they do it. They just hope that they're going to get the likes from the people that they're the choir. But like, think about it in outside of a social media world. How often are we excited that someone's knocking on our door trying to pimp whatever it is that they're trying to pimp to us? You know, unsolicited.
Yeah.
Knock on your door. Hey, vote for me. Hey, you should check out my religion. Hey, you should buy these magazines. We all just roll our eyes. Like, gosh, no one ever, their minds never change by that. And that's what you're doing on your social media.
Yeah, nobody cares, man. I mean, when I go to Safeco Field and I see that guy, he has a megaphone, man. Gosh. And, he's got his right to freedom of speech. But I look at him and I think, do you really, really, really think that this is effective?
I would love if there was, and it's impossible, but I would love to know if there's anybody that has changed their ways because of a guy with a megaphone outside of a concert or a sporting event.
I will tell you, I have changed my way, and you're going to be surprised at the person, because you're right. When it comes to religion, proselytizing is the way they think they do it, and a lot of people think that aggressive proselytizing is the way to change somebody's mind. But you're right, Steve. That isn't usually how it gets done. But my views on religion, I did have my mind change. And Steve, you're going to be very surprised at how it happened.
Okay.
It happened from one person.
Uh-oh.
And his name, Steve.
What?
I mean, and this is a lesson
Steve
for all of us.
The Thrill Hill?
Stiv the Thrill Migs.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it is, you have never said anything to me. You've never once talked about what you get out of going to church. Mm-hmm. You've never said anything. All you've ever said, which is your catchphrase, and I love the catchphrase, is that you play drums for Jesus. That's all
I
you
do.
Ever say.
I'm his house drummer.
So here's why my mind changed, because I hate to say this.
This is awesome.
God.
Somebody start recording this.
This is fantastic.
I wish there were other words. I wish my brain.
We have a radio show. It's always being recorded.
Yeah. Did Vicky when she went to start recording? You know what? If you pay attention to the industry you work in. All right.
Oh, yeah, because we never film anything here.
Oh, well, never.
Quick ever. Aside,
yeah, okay, right. Back to me being awesome.
Yeah. But the idea is that how you carry yourself, you don't bother anybody. So it's like, and I've known you for a while. I've known you before you played drums for Jesus. And so it's like, And the way you carry yourself, the way you be, I've also met some people in your life who are also religious. And I thought, wow, these are cool people. Steve's a good dude. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, wow, the one thing I don't ever want to do is I don't want to do anything to Steve to make his life miserable or to take anything in his life that he finds works for him and tell him he's wrong. It's like, I don't want to do that. I care about the dude too much. And then I all of a sudden had this revelation. Oh, wow. Then I need to really think about religion and how I view religion, because I have been doing that to people and I don't want to do that to Steve. So that you, without doing a thing, because you allowed me to basically just watch you and find it in my own way, my own time.
And that's something, I can't say I'm not that smart. So it's not like I intentionally did that.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
But I never want to be that person, because I know what it's like when somebody is trying to pimp whatever it is to you. It doesn't work that way.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. The Rock of Seattle. Matthew McConaughey recently did an interview and shared that he is still bummed that he missed out on Leonardo DiCaprio's role in Titanic.
I didn't even know he was up for that.
I didn't either. And he says he thinks an agent is to blame for this.
It'd be great if as the boat's going down, you just hear him go, All right. I love that. I don't even have Matthew McConaughey doing that sound.
Yeah. No.
It's a parrot doing an impression of Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, we don't need Matthew. No. The parrot's much better.
Well-oiled machine here.
He could have. He feels like he could have been in Titanic. Thinks there's an agent as the reason why Leo got the role and not him.
Cameron said something evidently that got legs on it, but I went and auditioned for that. I wanted that. I auditioned with Kate Winslet. Had a good audition. Walked away from there pretty confident that I had it. I didn't get it. I never got offered that. And as I've said before, not even half jokingly, if it's true. If that was an offer and it didn't, and that didn't come to me, I've got to go back and go, oh, I need to meet in an alley with that agent.
Right. You know what
I
mean?
I would be pissed if all of a sudden you see the success that movie had and you think that your agent screwed it up.
Well, that's very interesting, because, I mean, listening to that, it's very possible that he never got offered that. But
that's true.
Yeah, that's really fascinating.
For all we know, James Cameron's like, no.
No, you were not.
Not this guy that plays the bongos shirtless.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, he thinks he had a great audition, but did you really? I mean, I don't know.
I've never seen Titanic. Could you guys picture Matthew McConaughey and Leonardo DiCaprio?
Let's go to the expert, actually. Dan's the only one.
No. Only Leonardo DiCaprio.
All right, what about Matthew McConaughey and the Kate Winslet slot?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
He's got a nice chest.
Yeah.
It would have been a good painting.
It's tough with anything, Steve, that's successful and you know the characters.
Yeah.
It's so tough to imagine anybody else. I have the Batman DVD or the Blu-ray set, and they showed two other people auditioning for the Adam West Burt Ward role.
Uh-huh.
And there were two, and one was Lyle Wagner, which we know of him from the Carol Burnett Show. He was the dark-haired guy.
I don't know him.
He was a sort of leading...
Don't say we.
Yeah,
you know him.
I know him. Anybody that knows the Carol Burnett Show, you know Lyle Wagner. And so, you know, he was kind of a B B-list leading man kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
And it was so weird seeing them do the role. They both Adam West and Burt Ward had the demo reel, like here was their audition. Mm-hmm. So you saw them, and then you saw Lyle Wagner and this other dude, and it was just like, oh my God, it would have been horrific if it was those two.
That's so funny.
Even though I'm sure they did fine. So
it could have been next level great.
I don't know. It was just, how could it be next level great than what Adam and Burt brought to it?
Right. I mean, it was truly excellent.
Yeah, so I just don't know. I mean, I watched Titanic. I'm not as big of a fan of it as Danny, but I can't imagine McConaughey in that role as Jack. I just can't.
That's funny.
Yeah, so he also talked about how there's one movie that he does regret that he actually did turn down.
And I'm happy to say, I've been very fortunate over my career to things that I did turn down. Most all of them, happy with my choice. I did turn down L.A. Confidential. I think it was the guy Pierce Roll. Yeah. I think, if I'm remembering correctly. And that's a movie I really, really like. And that one sticks out to me as one that I'm like, ooh, man, that would have been a really good one to be a part of.
That's not bad. If it's this one movie out of all the movies you turned down that you were like, I should have done that.
Who's the star of L.A. Confidential? I don't think I've ever seen
Kevin Spacey. Russell Crowe. Guy Pearce. Yeah. Danny DeVito's in it.
Nice. I thought he was going for the Danny DeVito role.
Wow. He would have been great. I don't care what he says.
Maybe he was going for the Kim Basinger role.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an old movie if Kim Basinger's in it.
97.
Wow. 20 years ago. Damn. All right. How about that? So Matthew McConaughey, he thinks he could have been Jack in Titanic, turns down L.A. Confidential. Otherwise, not a bad career.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
But he is bummed about not getting that role in Titanic. It's still, to this day, he wants to go find that agent.
I think it'd be hilarious if he just starts listing other movies, even though he wasn't even up for them. Just like, oh, you know, I should have had this role, too, but I think my agent screwed it up.
That would be a great bit.
You know, just whatever big movies there were. You know, I should have been in Castaway, but my agent screwed it up and he gave it to Tom Hanks.
Should have been Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could have been Godfather, but no, they screwed me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It is a bummer, though. You know, you do look back on your life and go, gosh, I missed out on that. I wish I could have done that. What is something you regret missing out on? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Ian in Seattle. Ian, you are on the Rock.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Ian? What you got for us, buddy?
All right. Yeah. That's my current impersonation.
Good job, buddy.
So I missed out on seeing Mitch Hedberg. I had tickets to his show at the Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia when he died in D.C. the week. Yeah, I was very I was a big fan of his. Still am. I still listen to his YouTube.
Did he pass away?
I really wanted to see.
Did he pass away because you cut out? Did he pass away before the show you had or after the show that you could have seen him?
Yeah, he passed away in D.C. after he had done, I believe he had done one of his shows in D.C. and then passed away that Saturday before his Saturday shows. And then I had tickets to the Funny Bone, which I'd won off of Ellie in the Morning.
Face.
And then he passed away the weekend before.
Oh, damn, dude. That sucks, man.
Yeah, that was a tough one. He was a great comedian, too. I know you guys like him. You mention him all the time.
Yeah, I got to see. I don't even know how many times I've seen Mitch back in the day. Back when he used to do Giggles, I would go sometimes and see all four shows and just spend some time and hang with him in between or before or afterwards and just go see him. Because every time it was a different experience. You just didn't know what level of stoned Mitch Hedberg would be. Sometimes he would just stare at the wall. Sometimes he would throw a glass at the wall.
Yeah.
He was always a fun show. That's a bummer that you got to miss out on seeing him.
Yeah,
appreciate the call, Ian. Thanks, man. Yeah, no doubt about it. When you get a chance to see somebody, one of the greats, you just assume they're going to be around, you know, a person his age.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a tough one.
Mine's kind of silly, but, you know, I've never met a president, and it would be kind of cool to meet a president, past or present. Like, that's always been something. And also, I just enjoy whenever I meet a celebrity to get a picture. So, remember, I don't remember how long ago it was, but it was close to 15, 16 maybe years ago, Bill Clinton was doing a book tour.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember I was working at a different station, and I contacted the PR people. We were trying to get him on the show, but that wasn't going to happen. But they're like, hey, if you want, you can come down to the bookstore and take pictures and kind of, you know, watch from afar. And my first question was, well, can I get a picture with him? And they're like, no, there's not going to be any opportunities for pictures. So I'm like, I'm going to waste my time. I don't want to go just watch this guy sign books. Like, that doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah.
Well, we sent one of our photographer guys to go down there. And what they did was they had him all set up. They had all the photographers. And then Bill got there early and took pictures with every single photographer that was there.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Ah.
it's like, oh my gosh, I'm such a moron.
Oh.
Because I just had it in my head, and they told me that you would not have a photo op. I just said, screw it, I'm not going to go.
I can't blame you.
Right.
I think I would have said the same thing, but then you're like, oh, damn.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, so you could have had a picture with Bill Clinton.
Yeah, and then got to shake his hand, meet the guy. That would have been awesome. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
All right, thanks, BJ.
Yeah.
But I did get to see Mitch Hedberg, so I'm okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you got that going for you. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. Looking back on it, I'm still bummed that I didn't get to do blank. As a matter of fact, you know, it's funny. The guidance counselors didn't know what to do with me. I had to stay home and take care of my little sister because my dad worked. Mm-hmm. So I missed out on being in the class play, which is something that I thought would have given me some popularity with a lot of people. Like, I would have been at least part of a group. And as it turns out, I had a little propensity in that area. And so I never knew that there were performing arts schools. I never knew there was a place I could go that if you didn't really care about academics and weren't that great at it, but these conservatories were the place for you to go. I didn't know about this.
Yeah, when I was growing up, none of us knew that.
But I would have known about it had I been in the performing arts, that they would have sent me that way. But the guidance counselor thought, well, she didn't even think of mentioning it because they only tell the kids that were in the class play about all this stuff.
Do you remember what play it was?
Yeah, it was Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh. Can we redo it?
Oh, yeah. It would have just helped me get into school. I didn't really give a damn about the play. I wanted to meet the girls, and I wanted to be able to go to a college that I was good at.
See that? Yeah, there it is. That's Conrad Birdie. He was like the idea is the guy's a big star, and a bunch of girls are trying to meet him.
Trying to be Conrad?
I don't think I would have been Conrad. I think I would have been one of the goofy friends, I'm sure, but still.
The guy with his mouth open in the back?
Yeah, that would have been me.
Yeah. But the thing is that, you know, I wasn't a part of any group, and there were a lot of cool girls that were the cool girls, but somehow they were in the, so I thought, well, hey, I'm going to be in the play, and my dad's like, you can't, because you need to be home in afternoons to watch your sister, so you can't take afternoons to do this. And I mean, I regret that. I mean, I so much hated my sister for the longest time, like, if you weren't here, I'd be able to do this.
I would be a bye-bye birdie.
It's right. I mean, you know, anybody they'll put in a play. I mean, even
I was in Cats.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you've proved my point. I would have got in.
Thanks. I was also the dad in Charlotte's Web.
See, I never got to do any of that. I thought I would be able to be, if I was so good, that I would be like, instead of like the quarterback, like if I was the best drama guy, then I thought all the girls would dig me like they dig the quarterback.
Hey, somebody says, oh my gosh, Bye Bye Birdie. I love that.
Yeah, I know. It's a great play. It's a great musical, and so bummed.
I'm going to go talk to Sam.
Okay.
Because Sam's in Port Orchard. Hey, Sammy, you're on The Rock.
BJ Shea.
Who cares?
Give me one more.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, Sam, what you got? We're not singing that, Steve. All right. What do you got, Sam?
So I got invited to go to Tom Petty's last concert when he was in Washington by one of my good buddies, and he last minute told me that he decided he was going to take a girl.
Oh.
And then 2 weeks later, he passed away.
Oh, damn, dude. And that's another guy.
And what happened with the girl? Did he get laid? Are they together?
Is he better?
Oh, nope. Nope. He now has a baby under a different mama.
Oh.
Wow.
This guy sucks.
Yeah, he's not a good friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a fact, Sam.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you filed the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.